everybody. Here we are on a Wednesday morning, and we'll probably be playing this on Friday, too. But here we go, Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. In the studio, the one, the only, the realty expert, Adam Helgeson. We'll talk with him right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
I suppose we better do this. Here he is. Once again, everybody, welcome Adam Helgeson. How you doing?
Good. You make me feel special every time I do that.
Well, you are kind of special.
I am, yes.
How you been, man?
Doing good.
Yeah,
doing
been a while good. since you've been in the studio.
Yeah.
What's new in your world? Anything great?
No, just selling houses and my phone keeps blowing up.
Potential
spam. We'll hang up on that.
Heard you were kicking some names and taking some butt to the go-kart track last night or the other night?
If you have not been to the Northern Air go-kart track, it is phenomenally fun.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Oh, well, good. I was there the other night and I never got a chance to run them. So, anyway. Christmas coming up. Big plans for you and the fam, or just kind of, you guys kind of kick back during Christmas?
Just kind of relax. Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe if we could go out skiing or something. Maybe at the Buena Vista for a day or something.
Oh, sure.
My 9-year-old wants to learn how, so that'd be fun.
Okay. Are you an avid skier?
I ski.
Okay.
I don't know if you call it avid.
Okay. Be nice to be out on the sleds, wouldn't it?
Yes, that'd be nice too.
Yeah. Do you hear about that knucklehead that tried to land that Cessna 172 on Upper Red Lake?
Yeah. Oh, he landed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too bad he didn't have floats on it.
Yeah. And he stuck the landing about 8 feet deep. But anyway, you know, you are the kind of guy, you like to focus on small towns. You like to do a lot of the things that we might not normally do on these podcasts. But I know you like to do a year end review.
Yeah.
2023, what do you say? A year end review for you, Adam?
Yeah. No, 2023 was a crazy year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from mortgage rates to, you know, buyers coming out of the woodwork and no one wanting to sell. It was just kind of ups and downs. You know, starting with the interest rate, that was the biggest thing of 2023.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was thinking back January 7th of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It stuck in everyone's brain.
Well, of course. Yeah. What was that?
2.65.
Okay.
That's the lowest it hit.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
So that's what everyone's thinking. And in 2023, the highest it hit was 7.9.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, holy shit. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm going to wait.
Right.
You know, which isn't always the best idea.
Not always. But you know? Isn't it dropping again a little now?
Yeah. Now it's right around 6, maybe high fives, depending upon where you're at. And that's the historical norm.
Sure. Right. Right.
You know, I looked back to 1981. I think I went to 1980. I think I did from 1980 on.
Okay.
And it usually hovers, you know, the 80s and stuff, it was the 6-7%. And then the mid to late 2000s, you know, it started to go down and it hovered right around that 4-5%. And then we had the COVID pandemic and it dropped. And then August of 2022 is when it started to go up.
Okay.
You know, and now it's been 6-7 the whole way. But October of 1981, it hit its highest rate for a 30-year mortgage.
Okay, what was it?
18.36.
Because in 1981, maybe I've told you this story before, I got my first loan from the bank for a bass guitar, about a Fender Precision bass, and I believe it was 21% interest from the bank.
Yeah.
That guitar cost me a lot of money when it was all paid for. I should have took a mortgage out because it took me damn near as long as a kid to pay that off, you know what I mean? But things have changed a lot.
Yeah. October of 81, the only thing I would have been taking it a loan for is diapers because I was 6 months old.
Okay, so, I know I'm old.
Yeah. So, you know, with the interest rates going all over, people were waiting, you know, sitting, but there were still a lot of buyers out there. So supply and demand was still a factor just because we had low inventory. The reason was is when the rates were low in those 2000 or 2021, 2022 timeframe, everyone refinanced. Mortgage brokers couldn't sleep. They were so freaking busy doing refinances, all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So now people don't want to sell because they're like, well, shit, I'm locked in at 3%. You know what I mean? Why would I sell this to buy something at 7?
Yeah.
When, you know, they could add an addition on or upgrade the current home, keep that low interest rate and invest into that.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people are doing. So,
and that affects you.
That affects us. That affects everyone because there's not enough houses on the market for sale.
Right. Right. You know, okay.
Like I looked in Crookston. There's only like 14 homes for sale in Crookston.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nothing. And they range from 90,000 to 780.
Ooh.
I'm like, ooh. Who the hell's dropping 780 grand in a house in Crookston? But I'm just saying. Sorry if that's your house, but
I just wonder where it is.
It's out past Highland out in the country.
Okay.
So, but the home prices in the Grand Forks area, you know, they haven't dropped a lot, but they have, you know, looking about 4.2% price drop on homes. But there's still a demand just because there's not as many people selling.
Yep.
People are realizing, okay, rates are kind of what they are. So they're buying, and I keep telling people now is the time to buy, like right now, because the winter months is slower, so there's less competition, right? And you have a better chance of getting the house you want, even though inventory is low.
Sure.
Okay? Everyone comes out of the woodwork in March because no one wants to move in the winter.
Right. And you know, can't you buy the house and not move in till spring? I mean, that's kind of what I did. I mean, there's ways to work it out if it works out for everybody, you know. Yep,
you got to think from accepted offer to closing, you're looking 30 to 45 days.
Sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So you buy now, you'd be closing mid-February.
Okay, then there's not that much time of winter left. So.
No. Well, if it keeps going like this, who knows? Yeah. They could shift and we could have winter till July. Who the frick
just
knows?
Knock it off.
I'm just saying.
I know. That's the second one. You're the second person that has said that to me today.
Yeah.
It's no, like, just, we'll wait till spring. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now is the time to buy because you can negotiate on the homes. I've got one that was, I got 20 grand off the purchase price, plus I got the sellers to pay the closing costs.
Wow.
So those guys were tickled pink. But come March, I have a feeling that it is going to be absolute insanity.
Mayhem.
Because all these people are going to want to buy.
Yep.
And there's still going to be nothing to sell. And with these current rates, people are still going to be paying over asking to get into a house. And it's just going to be a complete crap show.
So what do? You drive around, you look at a cool house, and you go knock on their door and say, hey, would you ever sell your house?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, so what else can you do, you know?
I mean, just getting out there and seeing and desperate times. I don't know if I'll ever get to this because just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people door knock. They'll grab a handful of cards and walk down the street, knock on every door, introduce themselves, see if they're thinking about selling, whatever, give them a card.
I've actually heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, just door to door.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe a couple of years ago, it was a string. It went on for a couple of months. We kept getting letters from a company wanting to know if we wanted to sell our house.
Yeah.
And it was weird. And it wasn't anything local. So, no. Oh,
I've got a couple of those from local companies. I'm like, don't you screen your mailings? You're asking another agent if they want to.
Apparently not.
You just wasted a stamp and some paper.
There you go.
But you never know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, home prices haven't changed a little bit. Then we talked a little bit about days on market as well. The days on market is tough. They're saying the average is 22 days, but that it has to be priced right.
Okay.
You know, like I had a nice split level that was 375. We put it on and we got a full price offer the first day. So then I have other ones that nice 3-bed, 2-bath, the corner lot on Cherry Street for 197, and it's been sitting for months. And I'm just like, I don't understand why. I mean, that's a nice house, nice square footage for the price.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that days on market can really fluctuate based on the type of property and what, you know, I mean, what the price point is. But like I said, pricing strategy is huge in this market. And then, two, the days on market really depends upon the town as well. Like Crookston is a lot slower than Grand Forks. I have another house in Larimore. It's been on the market 2 months, and we've only had one showing.
Oh, wow.
So the markets really depend on these smaller towns. So
now, you know, a lot of people, though, and especially you, knowing this with helping out the base people and stuff, a lot of people now are moving to these small towns, local, you know, close. But something about Crookston, I think it's Highway 2 is such a scary deal, especially in winter. But believe me, I'm not kicking Crookston to the curb by any means.
Oh,
they got a good girls hockey team this year.
It's a nice town. It's in a bad state. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you hear the mayor on the radio the other day?
Which mayor? Our mayor?
Our mayor.
Or Grand Forks mayor? No. What happened?
He was on KNOX, and he's like, you know, Minnesota's got a lot going for them. You know, they got a new flag over there. Oh, so that's great.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, they keep talking about building a bridge. I'm thinking about building a wall. I'm like, wow.
I'm going to have to give Bo a call.
Yeah.
No, I agree that that bridge is, there's some things in my town that they it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. Minnesota makes no sense. I still think they should split it right down the middle, north or east and west. I'll take the west side. That's fine. And you can call us Eastern North Dakota. I'd be just fine with that.
I'd say split north and south. You know what I mean?
We'll
take the south part. All the rocks and cows.
Yeah, we could do that. Yep. Yeah. That would work for me, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just right, you know, circle around St. Cloud, and we'll take everything north.
Sure. There you go. And
we'll give.
Yeah, and you might almost have to split Duluth, because they're kind of half and half. But, yeah.
Even North Dakota has one town like
that. But the new flag is boo. Anyway, that's for a different show.
Different show. Yes. But anyways, no, I mean, 2023 was nuts. It was still a decent year. I think I closed just over 40 homes. Mm-hmm. So there was still a lot of movement.
Yeah,
Even with the rates.
You are, I mean, you know, we call you a realty expert, but you're a pretty successful realty expert too, aren't you?
I try.
Yeah.
I try and stay humble and just do my job and make sure my clients get the best house.
Sure.
Or get them the best deal selling.
And you don't forget about your clients. None of you guys do. You might deal with them again.
We try not to. We take care of them. And, you know, your reputation is all you have in this world. I learned that in the military. You know what I mean? Everything you do to the best of your ability. I do feel bad because for a while here this year, I had so many buyers. I did, you know, miss a few that I forgot to follow up with.
You only do so much.
And, you know what I mean? By the time I got back in touch with them, they're like, we ended up going with someone else. I'm like, hey, no, I just want to make sure you're taken care of. No sweat. Yeah. I apologize. And, you know, you can only do so much. But, no, it was a great year.
Good.
Got a lot of great clients. And I think 2024, if I had an outlook, I think rates are going to come spring. I think they are going to drop a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling they'll be mid fives, kind of hang around five.
It's all right.
Between 5 to 6 is kind of where I think they're going to hang. We just got to get over that hurdle of getting people to sell.
Right.
You know, that's going to be the biggest thing is the builders can't build enough and the price of materials is so damn high. You know, a median price new construction is $450,000, which most people aren't buying
new.
Because then you get all the special assessments and all that crap too. So we need to find a way to get some lower end affordable new housing. There was a guy, I'm on the variance board for the city. A guy came in and he was looking at taking one of these smaller lots on the north end and he was going to split it in two and put two smaller, three bed, two bath homes, you know what I mean, on it. That would be brand new construction for around $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
No garage or anything, but the neighbors threw a fit and said, we don't want this in our neighborhood. It's going to be renters. And I'm like, I've been doing real estate for 7-8 years. I could sell those in a heartbeat. New construction, you know, small lot, less to take care of. And one of the guys on the board was going to vote it down, so they decided to table it. But I think thinking of new ways like that to get that type of housing in Grand Forks, would be amazing.
Yeah.
So,
I do have one question for you before we head into Christmas and the new year. Realty expert Adam Helgeson, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I don't know. I've never really done that.
Yeah, me neither. If I do, I don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I try to live my best life every day. Like, I don't...
Sure.
Yeah, my brother passed away when I was in sixth grade.
Oh.
So, he was like my best friend. So ever since then, I've kind of had the attitude like, you never know when you're going to leave this world.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Do your best to leave the legacy you can. And yeah.
All right. Are you one of those people? Would you be offended if I say, have a Merry Christmas, my friend?
No, not at all.
All right. How does somebody get a hold of Realty Expert Adam Helgeson?
The best way is my cell phone, which is 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com. Lots of tools on there, including all these podcasts. There's a home valuation tool, all that stuff. Or you can call any of us real estate experts at Berkshire Hathaway at 701-746-0303.
Hey, Merry Christmas, and don't break a leg if you go skiing, all right?
Yeah, no, Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
All right, there you go. For the year, that's going to wrap it up for your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Merry Christmas, everybody, from everybody, all of the realty experts at Berkshire Hathaway, and from us at Grand Forks Best Source.